Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Diva of Days of Our Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. You can follow me on Twitter at Diva of Dole. Check out our blog, divaofdole.com, where I try to update daily. And this week, I should come back to doing my live tweets because my beautiful nieces finally went home to Charlotte today. Yeah, it was sweet, but seriously, after 2.5 weeks, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. Yesterday we went roller skating, and yeah, I landed on my bum, and oh my gosh, I was in pain for like 8 hours.
But at least I work workplace injury, so I don't have to just fill out the paperwork.
I didn't hear you. Your phone was breaking up.
I said, at least it wasn't a workplace accident, so a diva workplace accident, so I don't have to fill out the OSHA paperwork.
Oh, yeah, can you imagine the paperwork you had to write? Yeah, Carrie fell down and hurt her ass.
Yeah. Broken ball.
But I'm okay now.
Check the box. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just a little cynical about your injuries at this point.
Yeah, I should tweet you a picture of my scar that I still have on my thumb.
Oh, no thanks.
Oh my gosh, it's so hideous. I might get a tattoo over it just to cover it up. It's so bad.
Uh-oh.
But
that sounds painful. Oh gosh,
it's so ugly. Yeah, on the blog we have a Google Plus page and we have an e-newsletter you can sign up for. And you only send an email once a day, so it's not a bunch of spam. You can also, if you have a Gmail account, you can be a follower of the blog. And on Facebook, Diva Days and Diva Days for Lives. And here at Blog Talk Radio, you can follow us here. And also subscribe to us on iTunes. So there's 10 million ways to follow us. I know. It's like, would people stop inventing new social networks? That's enough. Keep up with everything. Oh, and yes, we're also on Rose's message board, Delightfully Demira, and there's a link to that on the blog, too. Yes, on the left side.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, so. Oh, I went.
So plenty of places to bash days.
I know. This week was so boring. It's not even funny. But this week, though, the Diva Blog Talk Radio Show is not going to be boring. We have one of our favorite guests on Wednesday. Teo Pangloss is coming back. And he just tweeted today that he decided to do that movie he was offered. He's playing.
Good.
He's playing a psychologist. Can you imagine? You're sitting across from that, and he's shrinking you. Oh my gosh! How could you concentrate on your problems? You know what I mean? So we can talk about. I think he said late August he's starting. So. We'll hear all about his new movie. And then he has his own movie coming out. Yeah, Job's Daughter, where he plays a priest. So they have a lot of interesting things to talk about, Teo, about. It's Wednesday, 10 p.m. Yeah, Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here. It's live. It's call-in. And Teo, easily the last time we interviewed him, I think it was April, he talked for 2 hours straight. It just flew by, and he was just shocked.
Oh, yeah.
So
he's amazing.
Yeah, so.
He's always fun to talk with. And if you've ever wanted to hear his sexy voice on the other end of your phone, give us a call.
Mm-hmm. And he's very nice. You can call him and talk to him. He won't bite. He's not like Andre at all. He's not intimidating. He's very, very nice.
He won't bite unless you ask him to.
So.
Hey, and speaking, I also want to pimp our friend Valerie Wildman. She is on The Hunt for the Labyrinth Killer on Lifetime Network. It's premiering tonight. It's being shown. It's already aired, I think, once, and then it's going to air again in a little bit less than a couple hours. So we'll say after the Diva of Duel. So anyway, check your DVRs. I don't know how many times it's going to be replayed. It's on Lifetime, but Hunt for the Labyrinth Killer, Valerie Wildman. So anyway, I mean, not that she's the Labyrinth Killer necessarily, but I don't know because I haven't watched the movie yet. But she's in The Hunt for the Labyrinth Killer. So anyway, and she played Faye Walker on Days of Our Lives, and she's a friend of the show. She's been on with us several times, and we just love Valerie. She's wonderful. So anytime we get a chance to see her on screen, we love it. So check her out, and you can check her out on Twitter too. I think it's just at Valerie Wildman. So
I'm on her Twitter account right now, and so I tweeted what you were saying about that movie.
Oh, good, good.
And she's in Paris right now.
I saw that. I haven't had a chance to tweet to her tonight, but somebody passed along to me that she had tweeted about the movie, so I wanted to make sure to mention that tonight.
Yeah, and
We need to have Val on. We need to talk to her. We haven't talked to her in about a little over a year, so it's Val time.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, then we can talk about the movie. So.
Yeah, we'll have to tweet her, and we'll see if we can get her back on. But yeah, mm-hmm. So Teo, Wednesday night, the 7th, at what time? 10 a.m. Eastern, is that right?
10 p.m. Eastern.
I mean, 10 p.m., sorry. Yes, 10 p.m., after dark. Oh,
yeah.
That means the Hoochie's after dark. Hoochie's after dark.
And Jeannie in the chat room was just saying there's the Boston event was tonight, and a bunch of guys from Days was there. So look around on Twitter. It was James Scott, Greg Vaughn, Galen, Eric Martzoff. I think I got everybody. Oh, Chandler Massey.
Oh, speaking of Greg Vaughn, too, apparently, mm-hmm. Now I haven't seen it yet, but apparently friends of mine, different friends have seen Second Chances with Ali Sweeney and Greg Vaughn on the Hallmark Channel. I guess it's replaying tonight or something like that. Anyway, I have like a million channels, but Hallmark isn't one of them for whatever reason, and that's really a bummer. But anyway, they said that movie's really cute. I mean, like, you know, some movies, you know, people make movies, sometimes they're lame, whatever. But this one apparently is really cute. So, and it's probably really funny to see a brother and sister, a couple of people playing a brother and sister actually falling in love in another show. So I'd love to be able to see it sometime because it sounds like it's really a really good movie. So anyway, so another pimp out there for Greg Vaughn and Ali Sweeney as well. If you're looking for a cute movie, Second Chances sounds good as well on Hallmark.
I want to give out shout out to Jen, who comes to our chat room, Rex. She's on vacation, so she just...
Oh!
So
she's
missing the show
tonight.
Enjoy your
vacation, Jen. She's awesome. Mm-hmm. She's always such a great supporter and always one of the supporters in the chat room. So have a great time on your vacation. And, by the way, Hapkins?
Oh, the Hapkas. Oh, my gosh. It's so funny. If I don't pimp them, they ask on Twitter.
keep us on
us, Hapka and at Amy Hapka. These are cool. And what the heck? Follow at Sean, at the Sean Douglas. It's the hyphen Sean, or is it the or underscore?
No,
or
it's just the Sean. I think it's just the and then S. S-A-E-A-N.
Oh, no, it is the Sean underscore Douglas.
Yeah, underscore. Yeah.
Oh, if you want
after his first name. Yeah.
Oh, okay. If you want to follow Teo on Twitter too, since we're interviewing Wednesday, it's at Teo Pankless. So very straightforward.
Yeah. As long as you know how to spell Teo and Pankless, you should be able to find them. Very easy.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people don't know how to spell either of those names, but if you're a fan,
most
you know
people
how to
can't
spell
pronounce it either.
That's right. But if you're a fan of his, then you should be able to find it. And of course, you can also follow me at Causey Hooch, and you could follow Marianne at Mama, M A M MAMA_hooch. And Rose the Briar, Rose on Twitter, Rose O the Briar. And Nicole, NICHOLLE 78. So follow us on Twitter too.
So yeah, I was going to say, Mary,
can we talk about how much days suck this week now?
Yeah, in a sec. Yeah, I was going to say, Marianne's working, so she'll be here later tonight. Everybody's here, and they can't wait to hear Marianne's voice. So, and we'll save her a jammy update for Marianne. So, yeah, go ahead. The big news this week, since there really wasn't anything to talk about with the show, was Eileen Davidson quit Days, and she's been gone for 2 weeks already. So, and she's airing through mid-November. I'm not really sure what happened. She kind of made it seem like she needed the time off and decided to quit, but she's not retiring, and she doesn't know when she wants to go back to work, and if she does, where she's going to go. So the whole thing is kind of bizarre. And I don't understand why, Corday is the one who leaked it. It wasn't Eileen. Corday told, Super Digest. So, I'm curious. Oh, he did confirm that Camila's gone too.
Yeah.
So it's hard to watch the show knowing Casey's gone, Eileen's gone, Chandler's going to be gone.
Oh yeah, and that Rafe and Jordan, the new PT, mm-hmm. are going to be quote unquote featured in the story in the future and stuff. So it's like, you know, they just like crush the hearts of all the Rafe fans, all the Rafe and Kate fans. So, yeah, we're not very happy right now with the show, but anyway. So.
Yeah, I didn't understand the point of leaking it when she's dealing through November. So.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. They really shouldn't. I mean, God bless Ken Corday for keeping Days on the air. Let me just say that first of all, and for NBC as well. I'm not trying to be, you know, disrespectful or anything, but I mean, it seems like whenever he does an interview, he leaks something he probably shouldn't have, you know, or maybe that was by design. I don't know. I mean, I don't know, but I can't imagine that some of the writers and the producers were real happy that was leaked ahead of time. I don't know. But anyway, oh well. I guess it is what it is. But
yeah.
Well, and I'm personally not a Kristen fan or a Susan Banks fan or any other incarnation of Kristen fan. So to me, it's kind of like good riddance, but I appreciate that, you know, her fans will probably be sad about it. So I know you liked Kristen and Brady and stuff, so you know I just didn't really like the story, and so I'm not too broken up about Kristen leaving. And the other thing that bothered me is it seemed like when Kristen came back, like my favorite, it seemed like some of my favorites, like Kate, took a back seat, and I just hate how Days doesn't have balance sometimes, because there is actually room on the show for more than one alpha female. You know, and it's just really annoying and I'm not saying she's the only character that was kind of shoved to the side, but it just seems like when they bring characters on, they feature them so much that the audience just gets just sick of them. I don't know. It's just, I mean, every day when I would program my DVR for Days, it's like the first word on the description is Kristen. You know, it's like, I don't want to see Kristen every single freaking day. You know, it's like when she's not on, I actually enjoy the show more because I'm so sick of seeing her. Maybe fans like me would appreciate the character more and maybe actually enjoy watching her more if she weren't on almost every day. You know, so that's where it bothers me with the lack of balance sometimes on the show, because, for example, Dannifer's on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Raise the hands of how many people like Dannifer, like five. I mean, I don't know why they are on all the time. It just drives me crazy. And now this JJ and Teresa obsession, not working for me. I don't know. But anyway. So, yeah. So most of my commentary will be negative tonight, in case you couldn't already tell.
Which sort of odd, too. they were kind of promoting the whole Kristen impersonating Susan thing, and they were going to wait till Friday. And I don't think Kristen was on the entire week. So I thought that was kind of weird. But, I mean, yeah, I did not like Kristen or Susan or any of the other ones in the 90s. I just didn't particularly care for her character. I thought Kristen was a big hypocrite. And so she's, you know, running around with John and cheating on Tony. But then she gets mad at Tony because he gave her dummy birth control pills, even though she even said herself it's a sin for her even to be on the pills in the first place. And she was taking the pills behind his back because he wanted to have a baby. And so and I just, Kristen ruined Tony for me. And then, and I didn't like the whole Susan thing. I never liked Kristen and John. So like, the whole 90s thing I just didn't appreciate. But I thought she was really good this time. I think Eileen's a great actress. And I've seen Eileen in other roles. I don't like her as the heroine. I think she's kind of boring. But when she's playing the instigator, I enjoy her a lot more. And I thought Kristen made and instigated a lot of storylines, which was great. Because kind of the rest of the show is boring. You know, I'd rather watch Kristen than Dana for a breakup and make up two times in one episode. To me, that's freaking boring.
Yeah,
as well.
but for that, you know, to that end, I'd rather watch Kate any day of the week, and with Rafe on top of that, even better. You know, it's like why they devote so much time to one character or one character's story when they could have spread it around more and made it more interesting for everybody, you know, because as it stands now, a lot of the scenes I just fast forward, and it's like, it's just frustrating. And, you know, so I don't know. Yeah, I'm not all happy right now.
They screwed up with Kate, because when they put Rafe in a coma, they didn't give her anything to do.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, she hardly had anything to do. She was by his bedside, and she did have some involvement with some scenes with, like, Nick and with Gabby and Will. But really, there was really no story. I mean, it just seemed like they sidelined him and they sidelined her, and here they have this hot romance. I can understand putting the skids on something for a while, putting it on the back burner for a while to rest the character here and there, to feature another story. I mean, I understand they have to cycle through different stories and all that, and to keep it interesting. I can understand how there'd be times when one or the other would, you know, story wouldn't be focused on as much. So, okay, so let's say they just did that. But then when they bring them out of the coma, they're writing them as if they're end game, you know, rootable couple, like a lot of us think they are, and really enjoy them. And they're writing them to be, like, totally adorable. The line about a couple weeks ago about him wanting a milkshake and all, you know, he's like, I really want a, you know, and she's thinking, you know, a chocolate milkshake, you know, and stuff like that. It's like they're really cute. They are so cute together, and they're so fun. And Lauren and Galen just do a great job together. You know, they're just really entertaining. And so what, they get rewarded for that by now they're bringing in some physical therapist that it's like, I don't mind angst, but from, you know, it sounded to me like from Ken's little synopsis that they're like going in that direction with the PT. And it's just like, why would they do that? I don't mind an obstacle or two for my couple, but, you know, because that makes it interesting. But it's like, why would you change direction on something that was really working? And I mean, you know, it's really funny because we joke in our Kate fandom or Kate fan base, just like, you know, a lot of us like different pairings of hers. Or like maybe they like several different, you know, we've enjoyed several different pairings, but we have our favorites or whatever. I personally like pretty much everybody they put her with, but for one reason or another. But, you know, some people are definitely more Kamen fans, some are more Jake fans, some are more Date fans. So, you know, I mean, it's just different combinations. But it's like, and I find that she's entertaining with anyone. So she brings out the best in whatever scene partner she has, because I love the character and I love the actress. I think she's awesome. But it just seems to me like it united all the Kate fans all loved that pairing, and a lot of them didn't even like Rafe before the pairing, but they made it interesting together. The combination when they came together, it really did work. So why are they so thick skulled at Days that they can't, I mean, they obviously saw it on some level because they wrote them for probably longer than they intended to, but at the same time, they haven't seen the fan support. I mean, on at NBC Days Twitter account, you would see, you know, they'd tweet something about Briston and there, three people would retweet it. They would tweet something, they'd tweet something about Rate, and then, I mean, there were 69, 70, 80 tweets, retweets, and a lot of favorites and stuff. So they had a following. They had people who were really wanting to see this couple together. So I'm like, are they really that clueless? Or they just, do they have something in their mind and they're just going to go for it and they really don't care what the fans think? I mean, I don't know. I don't understand it. I really don't. Because it was something that really worked on a lot of levels. And, you know, it got Rafe away from Sammy, too, which was a refreshing change. And it made him more interesting. And it gave Galen somebody new to work opposite of. And Lauren works great with everybody. She makes, you know, everything she's in is better with her in it. So, I don't know. Okay, I guess I'll get off my soapbox and my rant. But it's just so annoying to me that they don't see, they don't appreciate it, when they actually do create something that's really entertaining and really of value and really enjoyable to watch, then they go and ruin it, you know? And, I mean, like I said, I'm fine having angst. I watch a soap opera. It's a drama, you know? There are ups and downs. But for them to throw this curveball in here with this PT, it's just like, really? So, anyway. So, yeah, a lot of us wildcats are not happy right now. So, anyway, but they did have some super adorable scenes of the hospital together, and so I've enjoyed, I was actually rewatching some of the scenes and stuff, I was just like, oh, I just love them so much together, I'm really bummed, I'm just not happy at all, so, anyway, so, that's my take on it.
Yeah, I thought they were really cute this week on Tuesday. And we also had a Vargas scene. So
I missed that. So you talk about that because I totally missed it. But I will go back and watch it. I just didn't get to watch the show yet.
Vargas runs into Nick outside the pub. And he starts talking about Jensen, saying you're letting Jensen ruin your life now when he's dead. Talking about Nick giving up his family. And Rafe had a very similar scene with Nick and told him the same thing, that, you know, he said, you promised you're going to be there for Gabby and the baby, and, you know, where are you? You're not around. So it was kind of cute, those scenes with Nick and Gabby. It's sort of like they kind of want to try to work it out, but they kind of keep pulling away. It's like they're waiting for the other person to make a move first. So it was kind of funny that with Nick and Vargas, Vargas was acting very kind of fatherly towards Nick, and Nick needs that. And someone said on Twitter that, yeah, Nick needs someone other than Maggie giving him advice, and I thought that was pretty appropriate. So yeah, it's kind of funny that all of a sudden Maggie's not involved with, Nick and Gabby at all. She's all concerned about, you know, taking care of her 40-something-year-old son and his love life. But that's so annoying. Yeah, and she's like, you know,
cares
like,
a lot more about it than any of us do. That's for sure.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Nick's her nephew, and he's younger, and he's troubled. I mean, Daniel's not troubled. You know, her niece Jennifer isn't troubled. You know, it's Nick the one who really needs the help. But I guess Maggie's not that interested in Nick's business. So yeah, it was really cute scenes. Unfortunately, he was only on for about 20 minutes on Tuesday. So I mean, as far as it's the Tuesday episode, and I was so annoyed because at the end of the episode, Kate's outside the pub, but Vargas already left. I'm like, and I was kind of hoping, like, oh, please,
man.
Please.
That's a missed opportunity. Vargas and Kate would be hot.
Oh, I know.
Can you imagine? Because Vargas is so snarky. Sean Douglas plays him so snarky. between Kate and Vargas and Snark and their banter. They could have such hot banter between the two of them. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh! So I mean, if they're gonna go, you know, if they're punting rate right now, at least for now. I don't know what the plan is long term, but if that's what's happening, I think Kate and Vargas need to do a little conspiring together. I think they need to do a little deal together somehow. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be hot. They need to get into business together or into bed together, either way, or maybe both. You know, it'd be perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was... I forgot to mention. Sean Douglas, he posted a picture on Instagram. He is filming a new web series, and he's playing a CIA agent, so he's wearing a suit and everything. So, and he's shaven too, clean shaven. So I don't think we've seen where he's clean shaven.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he can play both sides of that really well. He's kind of like EJ. Either way, scruffy or smooth, he can work it.
Yeah, I'm gonna look it up. It looks like it's they're making fun of truthers. I think it's the 9/11 truthers they're kind of making fun of. Trying to figure out what the I'm on his Twitter looking for the name of it. I want to make sure I get the name correctly. But they're filming it now, and he's also in the Mr. Deity web series also, which that stuff's already online. Okay, let's see if we're going to find it. I could have just looked on the blog, but I like to do everything the hard way. So, I think it's something they don't believe it's the truthers or I know it's something more.
He's got a couple different web series because he does Mr. Deity also.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I don't know why they're underutilizing Vargas. They brought him on, they teased us mercilessly for months, and then like now he's never on, and it's like he's such an amazing actor. There's another I've always said Days is the land of missed opportunities, or I used to say something about how Days is a place that opportunities go to die or something like that, because, you know, with Teo, there are always so many ways they could bring Tony back or do something with Tony and Anna or whatever, and they just always, like, miss those opportunities, it seems like. This is really frustrating sometimes with the show because, you know, I mean, I'm glad they're doing the jammy thing and all, and Marianne can talk about that when she comes on. And I mean, they're doing some things right, and they did rate right. Laura Dillon did a great job on that, and I thank the writers for giving them the opportunity because they really went for it. They did a great job, and we all, you know, most of us enjoyed it. And so it's like it's so frustrating when something really works and Days sabotages it, and yet when it doesn't work, we seem to get it 24/7, like JJ and Teresa. Who cares? I am not. I think part of my problem with those two characters is that neither one of them has shown a grain of redemptive quality. I mean, it's like the only flash of humanity I've seen from JJ is that scene where. When they were at the lake where he was holding Ariana and, you know, he looked really cute with the baby, but okay, you know, he seemed to kind of soften during that. But otherwise, he's really pretty much a squirrel. I mean, what's to like about the kid? You know, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with Teresa so far. Once they made, like when we were saying a few weeks ago, if they made her an undercover cop or something, then maybe that would be more interesting. But right now, she's just a nasty little brat. And I just find it hard to root for either one of them. And I think if you're going to come in and be a rebel or you're going to come in and be a bad guy or whatever, you have to have something that's still redeemable about your character in order for people to root for you. Like, just like with Sammy. Okay, Sammy is a twisted kind of thing because Sammy did so many things that were bad and wrong and whatever. But in a way, inside, you're still rooting for her. You know, there's just something about her that you still want her to get out of trouble, or you still want her to, you know, you know, to win or something, but yet she can be a total, you know, she's been a train wreck, you know, but at the same time,
mm-hmm.
there's just something about her that you still want Sammy to win somehow. I mean, most
mm-hmm.
of the time, not all the time, but most of the time. And with Kate, I always want Kate to win, even though I, you know, even though she's done some things that were questionable at times, you know, I still, I mean, heck, when she was following Chloe around with the brownies and the poison apple, I wanted her, I wanted Chloe to die. I mean, I was rooting for Kate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I don't know, you know, it's like Stefano, you know, I mean, I don't find him particularly rootable these days, but over the years, there was always something about him that he sort of found, whether it was his love of family or whatever, however twisted that love was, or
mm-hmm.
his sense of humor, or just his brain, you know, his brilliance or whatever. He's always kind of rooted for him or found him, some qualities in him redeemable, or else he wouldn't have been around for that many years. We wouldn't have
mm-hmm.
continued to want to see him on our screen if he hadn't
mm-hmm.
been. So when you take these two characters and JJ and Teresa and you look and you go, why do I care? Oh yeah, I don't. That's
mm-hmm.
where I'm at, unfortunately. And I think
mm-hmm.
part of the problem is again because Days brings new characters on and then they kill us with them. I mean, we can't get away from them. We can't get a break. And I just think that they always make that mistake. They did that with Daniel when they first brought him on. They've done it with so many characters. It's just like, remember Taylor? Oh, my gosh. Taylor and EJ, what a train wreck
mm-hmm.
that was.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. I don't know. I just...
Well, I saw the web series. You
can't
handle the truthers. This Sean Douglas. The Sean Douglas new web series is called You Can't Handle the Truthers. I knew it was something clever. So it's the play on the technical some line from... A few good men, he
can't handle the truth. Yeah, you can't handle the truth, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yeah, I'm just, I guess I'm just full of rant tonight.
That's okay. That's cool.
But anyway, so yeah, that's my two cents on that.
I just watched Friday's episode today, and I was roller skating, falling on my butt yesterday, and there was something, the writers are having a nice little sense of humor, and the forensic detective that Daniel found to help Eric figure out what happened in that hotel room,
mm-hmm.
I didn't catch his name, but I caught it today. It's Mason Ventura. And then, yeah. And I'm like, wait a second. That sounds a little familiar. Yeah, it's they're kind of spoofing on Ace Ventura, pet detective.
That's funny. Mason Ventura.
Mason Ventura. Because I always loved the name Mason. I loved Mason Cowball from Santa Barbara. That was one of my favorite characters. Yeah, so that's Mason Ventura. Oh, Marianne just popped on.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Hey, Marianne.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hey,
there
she is.
Yeah. Just in time for
doing?
The Jammy report, huh?
Oh.
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah. Just got home about 10 minutes ago and kind of watched the end of the Pirate game. They won another game, so.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you were lucky enough to miss all of my rants tonight.
Your
you can
rant?
Talk about something, you can talk about something positive now with you, Jammy, because I've been on a rant about them screwing over rate fans and a rant about other things with JJ and Teresa and all this stuff. So I've been mostly negative tonight.
Okay, Kate and Rafe and JJ and Teresa. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I mean, they're writing Kate and Rafe to be so cute in the hospital and everything is so sweet and so readable, and yet we know now that there's this PT coming into the picture and all. So it's just annoying. It's just
going to be linked to Rafe. This new new physical therapist.
So if you,
by the way, Kate is bringing in, right?
Yeah,
he's kind of the one that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm.
So, okay. Yeah, the irony there. But anyway, yeah. Rate fans are not happy. And if you do enjoy Rate, follow at Rate Fans on Twitter. And we still want to let them know that we are not happy with the little change of events here coming up. So be sure to voice your concern at NBC Days. So anyway.
Yeah, I'm curious why they're not going when it was such a positive.
Because they're clueless.
You know, it was a surprise to all the fans because it did come as a surprise and kind of a shock that they paired them. And then everyone seemed positive about it, you know, and saying how sexy they were and everything. I'm just wondering why they didn't stay with it.
I don't know.
Whatever we like, they.
Exactly.
They ruin it, right.
Because, you know, that's really counterintuitive, but it seems to be the case. So, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe you can enlighten us with some positive stuff, because I'm
I have to think now. My brain gets fried after working. But, Tammy this week, let's see. Well, I guess a lot of it was with Sammy and her. Now she was arrested and had to go to, she went for a bail hearing, I guess. And, of course, you know, EJ's right there by her side all the time. And it was cute. They were in, well, Sammy was back in jail, and she was, like, really down. And I guess EJ brought up pictures of the kids and said that Johnny was going to eat, said he would eat all his broccoli, you know, if his mom could come home. And she got all upset and said, oh, no, to tell him he doesn't have to eat broccoli anymore. He can eat ice cream all he wants. And EJ kind of yelled at her. He says, "They don't get soft on me." You know, where's that tough Sammy Brady, you know, to fight? Yeah, so that was cute. And then she, I forget, she got upset again about something. And he said, you know, there she is. And so there was, that was a cute scene. And then in the bail hearing, I mean, just them together, there was a lot of nice, there was a good scenes with Lucas and Sammy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, those are cool.
Those were nice. And those were nice in the, you know, Lucas. It was nice to see Lucas back. Did you guys talk about that, Lucas and Sammy?
No, that was Tuesday, I think. Yeah, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah. Tuesday. Yeah, I'm not. I never know what day is what. I just remember different things that are on. He came to see her in jail, and help me out. I'm trying to remember.
The first thing he said was he held up the newspaper. He's like, "Really, Sammy, in a picture with the bishop?"
Oh, okay.
It was funny.
Yeah. Yeah. They were, you know, cute together. I can't remember everything. And I think he was in a scene with somebody, you know, someone else, too. And
JJ and Jennifer.
Oh, JJ. Yeah. I wonder if he's going to be the one for JJ to, you know, get on his case. I don't know. He was kind of giving him some slack, I guess, or wanting Jennifer to or something. Or that was good scenes with Jennifer and Lucas, too. Boy, she really tore into Lucas, didn't she? Did you guys talk about that?
Oh, my gosh. I wish he would have smacked her. That would have been awesome.
Oh, like yeah. Well, yeah. She's finally figuring it out, you know. Oh, and speaking of Jennifer, I know we're getting out of jammy, but speaking of Jennifer and Brady, talk about, I just thought to myself, they were both sitting on the couch, talk about two clueless people. I said, those two, I think, kind of belong together because they were saying about Kristen, you know, Jennifer was the one that was kind of pushing Brady back into it and like, oh, you know, oh, yeah, I know she loves you. And they were just sitting there and they're, oh, you two, you're the only two that are giving Kristen the benefit of the doubt, you know, or thinking that, yeah, the only two. Everyone else doesn't trust her, still doesn't trust her, like Nicole and, you know, and everybody else in Brady's family.
Yeah.
Except, Jennifer. I always kind of thought those two, but Jennifer's just boring with anybody, I guess. But, I thought those scenes were good. Other than that, I don't know. Anybody jammy? EJ was good with Justin. They had their moments together. Did you guys talk about that? Kind of
No.
Well,
I mean, full disclosure, I didn't see much of the show this week, so I was mainly ranting about stuff.
And then I watch it and I get, you know, like, did this happen this week? And by the time, you know, sometimes I'm watching two and three, and sometimes I'm watching two because I'm trying to keep up. And I have to admit, I'm in the general hospital again because it's getting really good. So I'm like, I'm trying to watch two of them at the same time and fast forward the stuff I don't like. But yeah, the good, I don't know, his days. It's just so good to see Justin and Adrian having a story.
Yeah, it's really nice that they're featured again. Yeah.
So I guess that's my take on Ijami. Yeah, I just, other than, you know, just EJ fighting for Sammy, keeps telling her, reassuring her that, you know, he's going to get her back home, and him working with Justin and stuff, you know.
Oh, I just remembered, Carrie, I think you had something on the blog about Matt Ashford.
I
saw my email, but I didn't open it up, but.
Yeah, I don't want to discuss what was in the email because I don't know what the heck's going on with that. That seems kind of weird. And his personal life, I would not get into that. But Dating in the Middle Ages, the web series Dating in the Middle Ages, which had a few seasons already. I missed the second season. Matt Ashford and Deidre Hall made their debut on the very first episode. Matt plays character Samantha's love interest. And it's a comedy, and then Deidre plays Samantha's annoying mother. So,
What's the show?
Dating in the Middle Ages.
Well,
is this a web series or a show? A cable show?
It's a web series, and it's at the blog, and it's at the blog, and I have it embedded. It's also on YouTube. So, the first episode of season two debuted this week.
Hmm.
Yep.
More doing these web series.
Yeah, I heard too. There's a I can't remember who said this, but I heard that Gregory Martin from The Bay, Matt Ashford, and Jim Romanovich, who produced the Emmys back when he was in Vegas. He also produces Marie Osmond's show and all that. So I'm about they were going to work on a show together, the three of them. So I really didn't hear much more about that. Not sure what's going on with that, so. I didn't want to mention the stuff about Matt, because I think he needs to address that, because that was kind of weird, the personal stuff, but.
Yeah,
I know, it's just like too gossipy for me, you know, I mean, I mean, I like gossip.
Is it out there in public? Is it out in public or no? I don't know. I didn't even look at the email, so I don't know where that came from.
I thought it was out there online.
About Matt and his personal life? Did you know about that already? Oh, you did. Okay. Yeah, but there's pictures of a woman with Matt Ashford and the baby. So, on Facebook. At the actual hospital, he was there for the birth.
Oh.
And it was his former co-star when he did Anthony and Cleopatra.
Oh.
I think we interviewed him around that time. And we've interviewed him a few times, but yeah. So yeah.
Interesting. But, I didn't know any details. I just thought it was exciting news. I didn't know anything. I hadn't looked into it at all. I just had heard about it.
Yeah, and he's still married.
I think.
I was thinking it was with his wife. Oh, okay, all right.
Oh,
be bad.
Okay. I didn't know that. Okay.
I guess I'm thinking wrong. Okay. I didn't really, I didn't even read anything. I hadn't seen anything about it.
Yeah, so,
Oops.
He might want to discuss that because the baby's already a couple months old. So. Yeah, it's kind of different. So, I don't know. You know, might be a logical explanation for that.
What?
We didn't mention Chad,
this week. Actually,
are they going the brain tumor route with him?
His brain tumor route, I guess.
Yeah.
They're going to kill him off?
God. I don't know, but yeah, their camera told him Chad asked worst case scenario. Cameron said brain tumor. I cannot imagine they're doing the same thing they did with Lexi. I just can't imagine.
I know. I mean, that's just weird to me.
Yeah, this came out of the blue. Why are they going that route? They just send them off somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah,
why
can't
you kill them
too? Yeah, why can't you just leave town like a normal person?
Yeah, or maybe a chance for him to come back or character to come back. I don't know. Well, they never went anywhere with that character anyway. They messed him up. They could have. I mean, he could have been a character. They started to, right.
Had made him interesting again recently with Abby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like him with Abigail.
And finally, the getting finally is good, and then he leaves.
Right. Which is always the way it happens. And now I see Cameron, and there's like a little spark there with Gabby.
Gabby, yeah.
Yeah, would there be a little bit more excitement there?
I noticed a while back
when
they had a scene together. I was
Abby.
Like, they're chem testing those two.
Mm-hmm.
But then we know Camila's leaving, Chandler's leaving.
See, when you know
Casey's
they're
leaving,
and it's so far ahead, yeah, when you know they're leaving, it's like, who cares?
That's fine with me, but...
Eileen's leaving. Yeah, well, we figured sooner or later she would be leaving.
Good riddance on that one, but...
Did you talk about Susan, speaking of?
No, not really.
We didn't really cover that. Other than I don't like any of the characters that she plays, but you could go for that.
I heard Carrie when I come on about the Mason Ventura reference.
That's so funny.
I caught that right away, too. I heard him. I said, what?
I can't believe she did that with a straight face.
With what?
With a straight face. I can't believe
with a straight face. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The guy.
I've been cracking up. So what about Susan Banks?
Yeah, do you like Susan?
I don't like
her really excited about her being back, I guess, now.
No.
It's annoying.
Kristen playing
Susan. It's really not Susan, so yeah.
If the scenes were aren't too bad on her. I mean, I could take it if it's like small doses of Susan, but I mean not something a lot. But she went to Mason Ventura's office and of course he just happens to have Eric Brady's file lying there on the table labeled and she just knocks liquids all over
it. With a cup of coffee right there or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So convenient.
Yeah, so, and then he kicks her out and tries to get her to leave, and then she looks out the window and sees Eric and Daniel there, so she locks herself in the bathroom.
I wonder how she's going to get out of that.
There's a window there. Yeah.
Oh, there is?
Basically,
that's how it ended,
It's Roman's old office from the Salem Police Force. That's what it is. Yeah, it's his old office.
Yeah. And speaking of offices, did you say when Kayla was going over the reports, it was her office? Wasn't that really like, it reminded me of Hope's office in the police department.
Yeah, I think it's the same.
That's
Jennifer's
what I thought
office.
It was.
Yeah.
Or Jennifer, yeah. And I think Jennifer's office is just turned the other way, because her desk is that side, and yeah. I think they use, anytime they need an office, that they use that same room, or whatever.
Yeah, so I know. I mean, I think they'd at least do something, maybe not have all the walls be painted blue. try to mix things up a little bit. Even throw like a cloth over it or something.
What do you think of the evidence that now Kayla filed that maybe Bernardi didn't die of the gunshot wound? So that could clear Sam.
Yeah, Sammy needed an out, I guess, in a way. It looks like, someone probably messed with Bernardi and had him bleed out, and that's how he died.
Mm-hmm.
So But yeah, I think she needs something. I still don't think she should have shot the guy. You know, but and I've seen quite a few people believe that too. And like, if she would have just said freeze, he would have stopped. You know, you have to warn someone before you shoot them. I mean, you got to give them
that's
a benefit of doubt.
No, Eric asked her that. I think that was brought. Didn't Eric even question her? I think, like, why did you shoot? Like, why didn't you just tell him to stop or call for help or something? Why did you shoot? I think that was. Eric.
You know, Eric impresses me. I think in the history of Days of Our Lives, he is the most mature character they've ever had. Like,
Eric?
Nicole, yeah, he's so mature.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's very...
He's right there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you totally buy him as a priest. I mean,
he's just very...
Very violent, very much impressing me. Because when Nicole started complaining, oh, didn't you hear Brady and Kristen go back together? And she's trying to enlist him to break up Brady and Kristen. And he's like, Nicole, all thing you can really do is pray. And like, wow, wouldn't that have been nice? And I'm starting to think, you know, Eric knew this, but John, who's 20 years older than him or 25 years older than him, that didn't click in his head to pray for Brady instead of trying to sleep with Brady's fiance. So I just thought, you know, Eric is so much smarter and more mature than pretty much everybody in Salem. It's kind of hard to believe that Eric and Sammy are related, you know?
Yeah.
Because
she's good and
such
evil
a polar opposite of him.
Oh. The good and bad twin. This is like the old thing. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, Eric spent most of his life in Colorado, so maybe that's what did it. You know, he hasn't been in Salem all these years.
Wasn't it like with Marlena's parents? Well, of course, we never did ever see Marlena's parents, but isn't that where she was from? And they'd always go visit her parents out there, lived with them out there. He didn't have the influence of Salem, I guess.
Yeah, that's why he's normal. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're not normal if you grew up in Salem.
Oh, I have a funny story. You guys are going to die. So don't drink any liquids if you're listening to the show right now. I'm starting to have
lemonade here.
Seriously, you're going to die. This is so funny. I was talking to my mom about the Chad and Stefano scenes. My mom said, well, Stefano lied to Chad. Stefano gave Chad the opportunity to ask him one question, and Stefano was going to tell him the truth. So Chad asked, did you send Bernardi to kill Rafe? And Stefano was very disappointed about the question that he asked. And he said, I did not send Bernardi to kill Rafe, which is technically true.
Technically true, yes.
Yes, and my mother's saying, well, Stefano lied. I'm like, no. He said, you know, Stefano said, Stefano only wanted it cut off. And my mom's like, yeah, but he wanted to cut their respirator tube. I'm like, no, Mom, that's not what he wanted to cut off. My mother never got that. She never.
Oh, your mother didn't realize what he was supposed to cut off.
Oh, my God.
She thought it was the respirator.
She didn't understand what he was going to cut off.
She didn't, it's been 3 months now, she never got it.
Funny. That is funny.
Did she see the conversation with Bernard, when Stefano told Bernardi cut it off?
Yeah, she knew the word cut was the important part of the conversation. Yeah, she thought it was like cutting off the feeding tube or the life support.
Oh, she's funny. How cute.
Oh.
Well, you informed her what it was really. What was her reaction?
Well, you might have thought of who she is. She
what?
Apparently not.
She wasn't even thinking that way. She wasn't even thinking that way.
Oh, I got that from my dad's side of the family for sure.
You must have got that from.
She did not get it. No, and I think she was like, oh, and she's like, why? I'm like, because of Kate, Mom. Oh,
that's cute. I love it. Aww.
Oh my God, I couldn't believe it. Oh my God, it was so funny.
Yeah, because that's right. Stefano really didn't lie to Chad.
No, he didn't lie. He told the truth. He wasn't dead.
No, he really didn't lie to him though, because he wasn't trying to kill him. He was just trying to cut it off.
Right, and he was already.
Which I guess
was already
bled to death, but.
Yeah, but Ruth was in the hospital, so I think, you know, the monitors went well off. Something would have happened. So.
Yeah, exactly. That's funny. So that little squirrel Stefano got away with another. Oh, he's something else.
Yeah, Stefano. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Stefano. Squirreling out of something else.
Oh, yeah. He always is.
Oh, and there were those scenes with Stefano and Kate and Cicely. What did she do with the cigar? She grabbed a cigar and I can't remember what the line was. It was funny, though.
Yeah, and Stem, you know, put it out with her foot.
Yeah, I love it. She'd like the smell of smoke or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Miss Teresa and Daniel, I mean, how does that rank? Do you think she's really a threat to Jennifer? Is this as cringeworthy as Chelsea and Daniel were?
Painful. Well, first of all, I don't think Teresa looks 23. She looks more like she's 40. But at the same time...
No way!
No
25.
She's 25. No,
I think she looks kind of harsh. I think she looks older. I don't know. But anyway... But, yeah, it would be like Daniel to go for the younger. Anyway.
But Daniel doesn't even seem interested at all.
No.
Clueless, even. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he kind of is that way, though.
You were complaining about Teresa earlier, Anna. I actually like her better than JJ because she's snarky. And she does make me laugh, and I really don't.
Yeah, she's kind of a little more entertaining, I guess you could say, than JJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
and her with Anne is
funny.
Her and Anne will probably team up. I can see her and Anne teaming up.
That might be entertaining.
Neither one likes
Neither
one likes Jennifer. Yeah.
That would make me root for her a little bit, maybe. But.
Yeah, still getting used to her. Still don't know if I like the character yet or not. Sometimes it takes some getting used to.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny that even Anne doesn't like Teresa, but it turns out the reason why she doesn't like Teresa is Teresa is Kayla's niece. That's the reason why one of the reasons why she doesn't like Teresa. So, but they
all
said
these entitled people at the hospital, you know, Jennifer, you know, entitled because they all get their jobs because they're Hortons or Brady's. Or whatever, or family or something.
Yeah, I have to recommend
part of it, that is true, you know, of course.
Yes.
Anywhere.
If Anne hates cronyism, I recommend she not get a job at the county courthouse, city hall, or any school district. Because you're going to get cronyism up the bunghole in any public sector building. So I don't know if the hospital's private or public or not, but so that kind of cracks me up. I mean, you know, nepotism is everywhere, but it is
funny
too.
Especially in school districts,
Mm-hmm. Oh, we have a school district here. There's, I think, at least 40 members of my family employed by them.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Yeah, plus they have a relative on the school board. But it's a coincidence.
Oh, and the school boards, too, yeah.
Yeah, so, it cracks me up because after Jennifer's complaining about Teresa leaving in the middle of the workday, I mean, I don't know where these people work. Unless you're self-employed, or even when you're self-employed, you're working like 60, 70 hours a week because you're the only one working sometimes. But, I mean, these people just show up to work when they want, and they take a lunch when they want. I mean,
as long a lunch as they want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really.
I mean, yeah, and that's, I don't know if Jennifer's
I can't do that
hourly.
On my job.
Oh, my gosh, no, you get fired after, like, one time.
Uh-huh.
Well, Teresa spends more time away from her desk than at her desk, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
She's at her job.
Well, she still has her job because she's Kayla's niece.
That's true.
That's why.
Ooh,
mm-hmm.
So then, who is Anne going to hate more, Jennifer or her? Because they both got jobs because of their families. Hmm.
Because of their families, right.
I could definitely
yeah.
see Anne and Teresa teaming up, though.
Oh, yeah.
So, Brady isn't an Anne fan and said she looks like she hasn't been laid since 1923.
Brady had the best line. That was the best
mm-hmm.
line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She hasn't had sex. That's the lady hasn't had sex since 1923. He's probably right.
So yeah.
That's funny. All she needs. Go ahead, Brady. Take care of her.
Hey, Jan's calling me in the chat room. Hey, Jan. Thought I'd say hello.
Jan's in the chat room. Jan should call in.
Yeah, she should. Yeah, and Brady convinced Jennifer, who just showed up to work, to go back to her house and just to talk about Kristen. But it was funny because Brady finally caught on. He's like, you know, what I liked about Kristen was she always seemed like she was up to something. I said, well, I think that's getting kind of old now, and I think she's up to something. But it seems as though, why did he go running to Jennifer to talk to Jennifer? He thought that Kristen was up to something. Why didn't he just, follow her and see what she's doing? Wouldn't that kind of make sense?
Oh, yeah. If he thinks she's up to something, why didn't he? Yeah. Well, but this is Brady. It's not.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sorry. I was using logic and reason again. That was really stupid of me.
Brady. Yeah. This is Brady talks to smartest one. Oh. Speaking of Jennifer and her, did you like her dress that she had on? I thought she looked really
cute. Yeah.
That looked. I mean, they were dressing her. I mean, it showed her figure and everything. I thought that little black dress she had on looked really good on her.
I don't know what the hell they did to Nicole though with that big blob of a blue dress. What the hell was that?
Oh yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes Nicole looks really nice with a really nice dress, you know, another time.
Mm-hmm.
And another purple dress that she had on looked like a big shirt or something.
I thought every dress really nice for the school dedication. I mean, everybody, Hope looked great, Sammy looked great,
yes.
Kristen looked great, everybody
mm-hmm.
looked fantastic, and then they put Nicole in a maternity dress on Friday. I don't know what the heck's going on. I mean, they're going to start rumors that Ari's pregnant or something if they keep dressing her like that. So, yeah, I was, Melissa Reeves has a cute little figure, so I have no idea why they were covering it up, the past year. That really didn't make much sense to me. And then Kate, we have to talk about Kate's ensemble this week with the slacks and the jacket.
Yeah, that looked nice.
Kind of the lacy see-through blouse. I mean, she looks fantastic,
mm-hmm.
and she looks so slender. That Kate looks fabulous this week, too.
Mm-hmm. I know. She always does.
Yeah, I know. But we still like her, though. We still love Kate.
Wait, now, so what's that? Oh, you didn't like it, or you did?
No,
you did.
I said I loved it.
Oh, okay. I thought you did.
Pantsuit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought it looked really good on her, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she looks fabulous. It's one of those things that's damn, you know?
I
look like that or her.
But did she actually ever look bad? I mean, I've never
seen
anything that I
so
didn't like her in. Really.
I know, she always looks so good. I can only think of one thing I really did not like in all these years.
Different.
I mean, I'm sure there's probably a few, but
mm-hmm.
I can only think of one thing that stands out that I really didn't like that Kate wore one time. And it was like a man's suit. It was a very boxy
mm-hmm.
man's suit and with some sort of weird tie thing. And it was It was a scene where she was at the Kiriakis Mansion outside with Daniel, I think. And it was around the cancer story, I think. And she was wearing this very boxy man's suit. And I didn't like that one, but she looked that was years ago. But she looked fantastic this week. She's so beautiful. She just always looks great. She basically rocks, of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is our fashion show, fashion rating this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, Marianne. Since you were working earlier, probably missed this. I was pimping earlier that Valerie Wildman is appearing mm-hmm. on a Lifetime movie tonight. So,
oh, okay.
FYI. Yeah, so it should be Hunt. I think it's called Hunt for the Labyrinth Killer on Lifetime. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she seems to be getting, you know,
yeah.
movies and, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
So, yeah. I don't know. I can't think of anything else for the show this week.
Yeah. Is there anything else on Miss Marianne? If not, I'm going to bring on Amanda.
Yeah. No, I can't think of anything else.
Okay. Let's see what Amanda has to say.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I didn't think of that. Hey, Amanda, what's up?
Oh.
Hi.
Hey,
how
hi.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Doing really good.
Good.
I had a few things I don't think you guys touched on, if you don't mind me, if I talk about them a little bit.
Please, go right ahead.
Sure.
I have to say, the only thing I liked about Friday had to be the scenes between JJ and Nicole. I love those. She's like, don't play a player. I went, oh, my God, I love you, Nicole. She was great. They were just giving it back to each other. And I'm thinking, I think somebody should be schooling JJ. I think it's going to become Nicole. It's going to be Nicole. I just have a feeling. I just loved it. I thought she was fantastic, you know?
So do you think Nicole took the drugs, or where do you think the drugs are?
I'm not really sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because she made a little comment. She goes, I'll tell your mother what's in your pockets. I don't know, either she said it because he left it somewhere else, or did she take it? I don't know. You never know with Nicole.
But didn't it all spill out of that little capsule? Didn't it all come out and it just all spilled out?
I know he dropped the stuff on the pavement. I'm not sure. Maybe it slid somewhere when it flew around.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of going, I like Nicole anyway, but I really enjoy when she gives it back to people. Those are my favorite Nicole fans.
Mm-hmm.
So I really enjoyed that. Mostly Friday, I was kind of bored. I'm like, oh. Thursday and Friday, I didn't like. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I liked every part of the episodes. Thursday and Friday, I was just bored out of my mind. And I was like, why do they do this on days? They have several days in a row where you're actually enjoying what's going on, and then 2 days you're like, oh, my God, I'm sleeping.
It depends on who's on, too.
Right.
And what story they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they have a little bit of scenes I don't really like, if I like the majority of the episode, I don't mind it, you know? It's only a little bit I don't like, you know? If I like every other, most of the characters, that's good. What's another scene that I absolutely love? Oh, my God, the scene between Rafe and Nick. I was like, you know, I'm not like the biggest Rafe fan. I think you guys get that. But I finally started liking him again. Because finally somebody put Nick on notice. Because this is the problem I have with the show sometimes. There are only certain characters they let be, you know, publicly shunned or whatever. And people like Gabby and like Nick, basically they do these horrible stuff, and yet they have no consequences for it. What's the worst thing that Nick had to deal with? Oh, he had to actually, you know, basically say, gee, Will, I'm sorry I was such a douchebag, you know. I mean, I like Nick. That's the worst part. But Drake's kind of telling them, you went to jail because you committed this crime. You got out. You said you were a reformed guy. You acted like you loved my sister, and then you basically treated Will and Sonny like they were complete garbage. I'm going, thank you. Somebody pointed this out, because I'm always hearing Maggie going, oh, poor Nick. Oh, shut up, Maggie. And it was kind of like he's kind of saying, I'm going to watch you and see if you're changing or not. And then Nick's trying to, like, you know, talk and backpedal and, you know, all say all this stuff. And I'm like, I'm glad somebody wasn't letting him get away with it. How is Nick going to learn anything if someone doesn't, you know, basically hold him accountable? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because let's be honest, he's gotten up pretty lightly. He has, and I like Nick. I think Blake Barris plays him really well. But I kind of think considering how horrible he was for months on end, he really hasn't had to face any real consequences for anything. Except, you know, he lost his marriage, which I thought was the best thing that could have possibly happened to him. because I think anyone who's married to Gabby, she didn't even deserve that. I just like the look. The minute he told Gabby to leave the room, Rafe did, I just knew it wasn't going to be good for Nick. There was this look in Rafe's eye, like he really wanted to have it out with this guy. And it was also the first time in a long time. Most people, you know, they remember a few months earlier this year when he was pretty much, you know, on Gabby's side, and he was basically bad-mouthing Will left and right, which was really pissing me off, and he was saying horrible stuff about the other kids, and it really made me not like him for a while until he started screwing Kate, then he was okay again. But you forget how close, you know, Will and Rafe were. And when, I remember that scene when Will told him why Nick didn't want him around his own child, and I swear to God, I thought Rafe was going to go and find Nick and, like, beat the living crap out of him. Do you know what I mean? So I kind of like they were showing that. And here he is. Here's Rafe in the hospital, you know, basically in really bad shape, and he's still telling this guy off. I'm like, yes. This is what I like Rafe when he's in protective mode. I don't like him when he's, like, being a douche, you know, or when he's, like, kind of being judgmental, you know. But you understand why he's being judging, because I really like the Nick character, but I think, you know, I'd like to see him go into therapy. I'd like to see him kind of go, gee, I'm really sorry I did these things. I'll try to earn everyone's trust back. That's something I'd like to say. So I really enjoyed those scenes this week. What about you, girls?
Yeah, I really like the Nick and Ray scenes and the Nick and Vargas scenes, yeah.
That's right. Vargas was on.
I know. How could you forget?
Yeah. Yes. Wasn't one very long, but, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to go more with Nick and Vargas, or I don't know.
I don't know. I think I might like Vargas if he's more of a bad guy. He kind of has that bad guy vibe about him. I don't know why they don't like him.
Yeah, now he's getting a little nicer, yeah. They're going to redeem him too
much.
Yeah, we don't want him to redeem him too much.
Well, the thing is, you know, this guy spent like 10 years in prison. You'd think he'd be a little more hardened when he got out. It was just like that. And I think he's a great actor. He's got great chemistry with a lot of people. I want to see him, like, go work for the mayor or be a badass, you know? I was kind of hoping when they brought him on, he was going to be, like, someone who was going to make Nick's life a living hell. And that didn't happen. And I'm kind of like, aw, he's a good actor, too. It's like, I'd like to see him, you know, have him. Come on, he's not going to be working at the church forever. I mean, come on. He's going to have to make some money. He's probably not going to do it legally, you know? So I don't know what they're going to go do with that. I don't know. I'm going to wait and see. What was it the other this week? Oh, God. I am so utterly sick of Adrian's whining about poor little me. Why is everybody so mad at me? Gee, I can't imagine why. On Friday when she was talking to Abby, of course, Abby's a dumbass, and I'm going, I understand what you're doing to protect Sunny. I'm like, really? Really, Abby? She basically endangered your freedom, possibly going to jail for obstruction of justice. But you understand this? I'm like, come on. She just because she hates Sammy and hates Will. Come on, let's be honest here. And she's like, really? She can't understand why Sunny's mad at her and Justin doesn't want to talk to her. I'm kind of going, did anyone else roll their eyes on Friday when she was like complaining to Abby? I did. I'm like, oh, please, woman.
I'm actually on Team Adrian with this one. I mean,
really?
I think if I was in the same spot, I might do the same thing she did. I mean, not about the whole trying to break up Wilson and trying to get Sammy thing. I'm thinking more of the catching my son, you know, who catch Evans kind of scenario. Not getting involved with love life now. I don't agree with that now.
Yeah. I will say one thing. I don't remember this week, but when Will did talk to her, he basically compared her to Sammy, and I was like, oh, my God, he's so right. Because Sammy does the same thing. She's protecting her children. She justifies everything. She does these really horrible things and doesn't think things through. And he was totally right. And, of course, she did not want to hear that he was comparing her to Sammy. I thought it was hysterical. But she's trying to control Sonny's life. She's trying to control Justin's life. If they don't listen to what she says, she goes behind their back and does something crazy, not thinking about the fallout. And
it's the way she did it, went behind their back, and knowing that
they
didn't want her to do it. And, like, Sonny's an adult. Like, if that's what he wanted and he wants to make, it's like, if he was underage, I could see that. But, I don't know.
I might be on her side a little more if she had mentioned the video. She could have said, before you cut me off, I want to talk about this video I got. But she didn't do that.
And then explain it to Sunny why you could get in trouble, you know, why she was concerned.
Didn't Sunny say to her, you did this because you wanted to do it, because you enjoyed doing it, turning the video in. And she's looking like, what are you talking about? I think here's the weird part. I was thinking about this the other day while I was watching some scenes. I don't know when it was. And I think even if she had explained to her the video, and even if Sunny begged her not to stay out of it, I think she still would have turned it in. Because I think in her mind, she really believes that she's protecting Sunny, but she's actually the one who's really hurting him in the long run, because she's basically telling him, you can't live your life, you can't make your choices, I'm not going to respect your choices or your life, you're going to do whatever
right.
I want, or this is what's going to happen. I'm like, oh my God, she is Sammy. And it's so, I'm like, oh, and I love the actress. I think she's really playing the hell out of this. But
yeah, and I like that they're, you know, that they're getting a good story, that Adrian and Justin, you know, Wally and Judy
yeah.
are getting a good storyline.
Yeah, you can see why Justin's mm-hmm. upset, because she still, you know, she should have told him about the video. He really feels she should have told him before doing any of this. If anything else, I cannot wait to
and
see
her
reaction.
She didn't try hard enough. I know
she did.
Tried, she didn't try
yeah.
hard enough. No.
Well, I understand why they didn't listen to her, because for a week she's going in this anti-Sammy tirade, so they figured it was the same crap she's been doing for weeks, so why would they want to listen to it again, you know?
Yeah.
So I understand where Justin was coming from, and he's probably thinking, you know, why didn't you just come to me and tell me about this before you went and got all this? So he's upset. But I'm kind of going, didn't you kind of screw over Justin, because technically this was his client? And this could affect his legal career, technically, make him look really bad. It could damage it.
Yeah, that got dropped, because that should be brought up, because you think at least the press would question, or the, you know, the Bar Association would question what happened with Justin.
Yeah.
But that storyline kind of got dropped. But, yeah, Justin should be investigated flat out for this not coming out, you know.
It's hilarious.
Well,
he didn't even know about it.
Justin didn't know, though, did he? I mean, right?
No,
right?
Justin didn't know about the video.
He didn't know anything.
Well, that's the thing, too. No one vouched for him publicly. I mean, you would think, well, that's the thing. Everybody's keeping mum about it. No one's owning up to that they saw the video or they had the video. So everybody's kind of letting Justin hang out to dry on that one. But yet there should be some sort of ethics complaint against Justin just because it looks bad, you know.
The problem is in this Salem, no one gets investigated for looking bad. If that was the case, Rafe and Roman would have lost their jobs by now.
Because
Rafe's
a cop. He goes around and punches people in the middle of the square and doesn't even get arrested. It's like, okie dokie, you know.
He punched Chad in a church, for God's sake. Come on. For all these witnesses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised EJ didn't have his ass kicked for that one. I'm sorry. Like, you punched my brother in a church, I would have had your ass kicked. I'm sorry. Especially punching in a mirror. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other thing? I can't wait till EJ finds out that Justin's still defending Sammy.
Yeah, after all of that. Yeah, he still is.
I love the fact when she was talking to Maggie about it, she didn't disclose the fact that the reason Sammy got arrested because of the video she handed it in. She left the whole part out to Maggie. And she's going, well, maybe when Justin does it, when Sammy's another lawyer, we can fix things. I'm going, yeah, you dream that little dream, Adrian. I'm waiting for all the Brady's find out about how this, why Sammy got arrested and all this other stuff. And what was the other thing? Does anyone else think that the body was cremated, Bernardi's, like I do? I mean, come on, Stephanie's a little too confident right now. I'm thinking the widow must have had the body cremated or something. I don't think there's going to be a second autopsy.
There is a spoiler out there that they are having the body exhumed. I didn't see any twist in it yet, but usually, yeah.
It'd be too easy, you know, to have them check the body again. And since Stefano looks like he's plotting something, and how does he know what EJ is planning? Who is his little spy? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. Seriously. I don't know how Sam is going to get out of this mess. You know. Seriously. But, it's like, you know, Steph's going to do something. It's just way too simple for simple exhumation, you know. Not in this show, no. It'd be too easy. They just want to torment us a little more, I think.
Yep. So, anything else? Oh, what did you think about Chris and Susan on Friday? That whole shenanigans.
I didn't really care for it. I actually, for some reason, I don't know why, back in the day, I didn't mind Susan so much. I didn't like the rest of the siblings. Those got on my nerves. I don't know, maybe because I knew someone like her, you know, but less annoying. But you know what I mean. So it didn't bother me so much. But it was more like an impersonation. It wasn't really her, you know. But I'm like, I don't know. I think it was ridiculous that this guy would just let that he would have the envelope on his office. And it was labeled so big. And I'm like, come on, Eric Brady, blood and fingerprints. I mean, who does that? I just thought that little scenario was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And you would, and if you were a real investigator, would you really have it out on your desk like that? Wouldn't you have it, like, filed away? So if you're supposed to be, you know, such a rush job, wouldn't you, like, put it away somewhere with all this evidence? Especially because they keep pointing out he's a forensic expert. I'm like, seriously? Come on. I'm like, it's such a plot point. I mean, come on. You were doing so well with the story, and then you suddenly just did something stupid. Even if you don't necessarily like the storyline, the way they were plotting it out was a lot smarter than this. So I'm kind of like, oh, come on, writers. What do you, like, had a bad day in that writing room? What happened there? And I just thought it was kind of dumb. And I don't think they needed to have her dress up like that. They could have done it another way. She could have just broken in after hours. Why didn't they just have her do that? Or have hires? I mean, they got people on the payroll. Why didn't they just have one of their Demira minions just break in the office? Or hell, set the office on fire. You know?
Yeah, I think it was more of a case. They came up with an excuse for Eileen to be Susan.
Yeah.
For an episode. I think that's really what it was. And they made the whole thing kind of ridiculous.
Right.
Usually what happens is, they usually sneak in and try to break in after hours, or they do the distraction thing, like they have someone outside causing distraction, and you see them rifling through the files while the guy's gone. Yeah, they could have came up with something better, but you don't leave clients' files lying out on the desk. You never do that. That's not cool. So.
What was the other thing? Oh, I think it was Friday. Did you notice how both Chad and Cameron just couldn't wait to get away from Abby? They kept trying to get rid of her. I just thought it was funny. And I know I shouldn't have, but I'm like, sometimes, you know, Abby just gets on my nerves sometimes. She doesn't know when to go away. So it was hilarious. They both trying to get away from her.
She looked
too much like
Jennifer. Her hair was awesome, though. Yeah,
like
her hair.
Yeah. I mean, I like Abby when she's, like, in scenes with Chad, but usually when she's, like, with JJ or with Cameron, she's either boring or she's kind of starts acting like Jennifer, and I'm like, oh, God, please don't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the judgmental, I'm perfect thing, and I'm an angel and stuff. It's like, no, you're not. Right. Look what you did to Austin. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
No one brings that up.
That gets swept under the rug. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, please. Sometimes I'll watch an episode going, do these people even remember their own history sometimes? Because it's like, how are you judging someone else? Seriously.
By the way, am I on the Christy Clark baby watch? She still hasn't given birth yet, and she wrote on Twitter recently that this is the longest she's ever been pregnant. So, yeah, the poor girl's still waiting for her third daughter to be born.
Aww.
I'm always wondering. So I'm assuming she's due any minute now if she's...
Did anyone tweet her and say, surely not as long as Carrie's pregnancy, though?
Well,
yes.
Carrie's been pregnant for over a year now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Now, what I would worry about if I were her husband is if the baby comes out and goes, right on.
Oh, my God.
If is it maybe Top Ten Signs Your Kid Is Really Not Your Kid, and he's instead Patrick Muldoon. The first words out of her mouth are, right on, dude. What are some other Patrickisms? Let's see. like, wait, am I Austin right now, or am I Patrick? Wait, who am I? What? Carrie's got a crush on Rafe? What? No. He was so funny that night. Oh, my gosh. I'll never forget that. Anyway.
Oh, and if anybody's wondering what Patrick Muldoon is up to, he is recording another album with his band, Sleeping Masses. So they've been in the studio.
Good.
Yeah. So you follow him at Muldoon Patrick. And Christy Clark, I think, is at Christy 2 underscores Clark. If somebody else has Christy Clark as a Twitter handle. So, yep, so I can follow them. The baby watch on Christy.
I wanted to bring something up quickly.
Good.
There's somebody I follow on Twitter. They're at the Boston event, and they were talking about one of the people in the group asked Chandler why Gabby never spends any time with her daughter. He goes, I don't know. Gabby doesn't time for anyone but her own ego.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, also, yeah, she's always, I swear to God, Will and Sonny were always taking care of, or when she visited Rafe, oh, the baby's fine. Will and her father and Sonny are taking care of the baby. I'm like, oh my God, woman, will you take care of your own kid for once? Let Will get some sleep. He always looks tired. You know? Plus, he's going to deal with his mother and her drama. He's always going to take care of her. I mean, come on, he's always parenting how many kids, huh? He's probably also taking care of his siblings, probably, too. I mean, seriously.
Well, I think Lucas has the kid.
Allie, probably.
Yeah.
I'm sure he would help out the others if they need it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he did tell Sammy that he's taking care of the kids. So.
Right, which is great. And I loved Lucas this week. He was great.
Yeah, he was cute. No, he really disappointed me because I thought, oh, he's on to JJ, you know, is playing games with him, and but then he still advocated for JJ. So I was really disappointing. He thought that, you know, JJ was using him to break out the house, and then Lucas does exactly what he wants to him and tells Jennifer, yeah, you gotta lighten up on JJ, let him go see Will. And the thing is, she could have said yes and then just taken JJ and dropped him off at Will's apartment.
Well, that implies her being a parent. She's not good at that, don't you know? She's horrible at this.
She's horrible.
What's so sad
is
that Will, who babysits a little baby girl, seems to do a better job of parenting than Jennifer does, who has 2 grown children. It's so sad. It's like, I love when Lucas did say one thing. He goes, what's the worst that could happen at Will's apartment? It's not because there's going to be a party or anything. He's like, got a baby there. I just thought that was, just the way he said it just cracked me up. I love Brian. Just the way he delivers his lines is just really great.
Yeah.
I just wish he'd be on more.
Yeah, he needs to be on more, but he's so funny, and I'm glad the show was embracing humor the last few months, and they're letting Brian be funny when he's on. So, you know, maybe he can go work with Mason Ventura and they can go together. You know, they can go around and solving all the pet mysteries in Salem. Like, you know,
Carrie, I wanted to ask you a question real quick. What did you think about Eric's conversation with Father Matt about, we all know it was about Nicole. What did you think about that conversation with him? He finally got a clue?
Yeah, it was kind of funny that Eric, I guess, was it Hope that kind of confirmed it? Yeah, there was a Hope and Eric scene first.
It was Hope.
Yeah.
Hope more or less confirmed it, yeah. I guess he gets it now.
It's like ever since EJ said that to Eric in conversation, he's like, Eric can't get that out of his head.
Yeah, and Nicole keeps bringing it up all the time, too. Oh, well, listen to EJ, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, and
And when he made a comment when they were talking about when she wanted to break up Kristen and Brady, he looks at her, he goes, sometimes the heart wants what it wants, doesn't it? I'm like, oh, my God, Eric, could you be any more pointed about that? I
oh,
would,
yeah,
he's
I remember that.
Yes, he's letting her know that he knows. I mean, come on. It's just like, it's about time Eric just realizes what's going on. I think he knows, but he didn't want to acknowledge it. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? But she doesn't know how to kind of have this conversation. They're like, you know, this is never going to happen. You know, at least at this point in time, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And I'd rather him not, you know, if he's going to stop being a priest, I'd rather it be his choice, not because he ends up breaking his vows. You know what I mean? Because she seems
mm-hmm.
like he has too much of a conscience for that. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really can't see him breaking his vows. But if the thing comes out with Kristen, he thinks he maybe did it willingly. I could actually see him saying, well, I broke my vows, I'm walking away from the church, or maybe the church lets him go. You know what I mean? I could
right.
see him maybe being forced out of the priesthood against his will, not leaving for Nicole or anyone else.
Right, but leaving because maybe he really feels he needs to take some time to contemplate his life and where it's going. That would be interesting. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Yeah. Yeah, but I could see
well,
him.
Well, and I'm wondering what's going to happen with how's Brady going to react to this?
I think he's
his brother. Yeah,
his brother.
Because
they keep pointing out that even though we're steps, we're actually closer than a lot of people. You know, are you know? They've kind of really been talking up the whole their brothers thing lately.
Mm-hmm. I know the last few months you know, whenever they have scenes with Eric and with Brady, you can tell that what Eric thinks of Brady means a lot to him. Even when he was angry at, you know, how Eric's not, he wasn't supportive of the relationship with Kristen, you could see that when Eric is disappointed in Brady, it really seemed to hurt him. So I think when he finds out exactly what happened, he's going to be pissed. I think we're going to see really that dark side of Brady come out a little bit, I have a feeling.
Well,
I
mean, is Brady going to be mad at Eric or at Kristen?
He should be mad at Kristen once it comes out.
But
she drugged him and she raped him. I mean, come on.
Well,
that's what happened.
It's not going to take... it might last a little bit where they think it's consensual, but it's not going to take them very long to figure
out that
he was drugged because he had that horrible reaction from the drugs. So
right.
It's not
and they
be
were
a
in that room.
Leap.
And don't forget, Eric told Brady that basically Daniel thought he'd been poisoned. So the time period Brady's going to put together, he's going to realize, holy crap!
Right.
I just hope they don't blame Nicole
for
it. That's what I'm worried about. I'm afraid there's not going to be any evidence of anybody other than Nicole in that room, and I'm afraid she's going to get blamed for it. Like she
once
said.
Comes out, you know.
Well, that's true. Yeah, once the video. That's true, though. Yeah.
Remember, Nicole found him in that room. She didn't recognize that hotel room. She didn't realize, holy crap, this is when it happened. And the timing was him suddenly collapsing. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Put two and two together. You know she's going to accuse Kristen outright.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just trying to imagine, what do you think Marlena's reaction is going to be? God. She's going to want to kill her. Oh, my God. That is going to be great.
Yeah.
I just can't wait for that.
Yeah, I mean, that's something to look forward to.
Yes.
You know, Kristen's getting busted, and what happens to Eric because of it. Yeah, but no, what you were saying about him talking to the bishop, that made sense to me. In case the bishop had a similar experience, you know, when he was younger or whatever, you know, how to handle it the best way. He told Eric just to, confront it head on. So,
that's good advice.
That should be interesting. Oh, and we find out, I think this week, Kristen tells Eric that Brady and Nicole hooked up. So, I think maybe Eric doesn't confront her this week because of that. So,
That's why he didn't know about that, did he?
No, he didn't.
Oh, jeez. Poor Nicole. She just could not catch a break.
I know. She always gets caught and she ends up never getting the guy. So, but I mean, they're both single, you know, consenting adults, so I don't see what the big deal is. But Eric always had this opinion Nicole should start acting like a nun. And that's just not going to happen with her.
I don't think it's so much that. I think he sees her potential, how a good person she can be if she doesn't get her own way. She doesn't get in her own way. She ends up sabotaging herself a lot, and I think he's thinking, why don't you stop doing that, because it doesn't get you anywhere. If anything,
right.
It blows up your life over and over again. You know,
mm-hmm.
And he's kind of pointed this out to her a few times, like, you know, I want to think before you do something. You know, he's been down this road with his sister. He's pretty much, Sammy does the same exact stuff. She sabotages herself. She doesn't think, she just reacts, and then she ends up hurting herself, just like Nicole ends up hurting herself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You might want to listen,
that's
Eric, Nicole.
That's what's, I think, great about Greg Vaughn's portrayal. If another actor had these same lines, like, he's giving tough love to people, but he does it in such a sincere and kind way. If somebody else would have played it would have came off as kind of snarky and passive aggressive, you know, but he's just telling it like it is. He's just being blunt, but he's doing it nicely. But yeah, I mean, if you give that line to some other actor, that, you know, it would come out as kind of smart ass. So that's what I appreciate about Eric, but, you know, he really is a priest 24/7. He's, you know, he's not just a priest when he's in church and just, you know, a regular guy, on his off time. And I just thought, you know, his advice he gives people is so spot on. And it is kind of funny, because he does kind of, well, I think he did call Brady an idiot a few times. So
that was great. That's something a brother would do. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, your brother's being an idiot. You're going to tell him. You know?
Yeah.
So that makes sense that he would do that.
So, anything else? Anybody looking forward to anything this week? It's getting time to wrap it up soon.
Yeah. Did you mention our interview on Wednesday?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Go ahead and mention it again, Marianne. Yeah.
What's that? Oh.
Go
okay.
ahead and mention it again, yeah.
Oh, okay. On Wednesday at 10 p.m., we'll be interviewing Teo Penglis, so we'll probably have a lot of wonderful stories and some news, what's going on with him. So if you can, tune in and call in and talk to him.
That tweet he did about the movie, that sounds really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Another good role for him, psychiatrist,
mm-hmm.
you know. Yeah.
Is it involving the same people or are these different people that you know of?
Well, what I know of, it's the same director, David R. White, that did Book of Esther.
Okay.
But I don't know if there's any other, if it's the same, you know. So it's that same, I don't know if it's PureFlex or not that did Book of Esther, but I know it's the same director, producer, or whatever, that David R. White. Yeah, he wanted him to do another movie. And, of course, he has Job's Daughter coming out, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's coming out towards the end of the year. Entirely somebody different. I'm thinking, that's getting ready to be released, too. Now, whether that's going to go to DVD or to some movies, I don't know. So hopefully he'll be able to tell us more. But, yeah, so that just came about, I think. You know, this, and I think it starts at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It'd be fun to talk with Tay again. Let's see if I can get him to say my name both ways again this time.
Aww.
The naughty way and a nice way.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll have lots of callers. And I mean, some first-time callers, maybe, you know, if you have never called him before. Yeah, if you never called him before, you know, do it. Don't be afraid. Mm-hmm.
No. Nothing to be afraid of.
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to wrap it up then for this week.
Girls.
Yep, thanks, Anna, Marianne, and Amanda. And hopefully this week of days will be a bit more interesting than last week. So that was.
I'd like to see some more rate.
Yeah, I fell asleep during Monday's episode. I don't even know what the heck happened.
You said something, Carrie, about next week Kate makes Rafe more comfortable or something, or I don't know.
Yeah, there's a spoiler that Kate makes Rafe more comfortable in the hospital because he's complaining about being in the hospital.
Mm.
So she makes him more comfortable.
I can think of a lot of ways she could make him comfortable.
Yeah. So reading between the lines. So hopefully it's. But the thing is, too, I think he's kind of incapacitated, but I think Kate can stir some things up with him. if she can't do it, no one can.
Yeah.
So, well, we'll see what he does. What he does.
But let me snuff your pillow, Rafe.
Yeah, she could be the naughty nurse. So. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
See y'all later.
Bye.
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 Bye.